You're on The Burt Show.
Kristen, you piqued my interest the other day.
What'd I pique?
It was sort of in passing, but I would like to make a request.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be painful, as you already have this skill that I found shocking, surprising, and intriguing. I probably will never use it.
Okay.
You know how to pick locks.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's get more specific. I know how to pick a specific doorknob. So, like, the lock on the door, I can pick.
Where did you pick up this skill? And when have you used it for evil?
Okay, I don't know how or when I learned it or why. But
I feel like that's a skill you would remember learning.
Oh, right. Because I used to do it in my home. I think it stems from when I was kids. So I have a brother who's 2 years younger than me, right? And we went through that phase where it's like siblings fight all the time. And he would go in his room and lock the door. But I knew how to pick the lock to get in and irritate the living bejesus out of him, because that's what older sisters do. They terrorize their sibling.
So what did you use that thing in your hair? That
bobby pin? Yeah, no. Yeah. I took a coat hanger because we had wire hangers. We had wire hangers. And
you have to be old to understand that reference.
What?
Okay.
Never mind.
Because I don't know what you said.
Google it.
I'm like, did you have a stroke? Google mommy dearest. It will all make sense. Okay. I got your reference, friend. So you straighten the wire hanger, like the curve of it, straighten it, and then you can stick it, and you have to push it in just the right spot, and it will unlatch the door, and you can get in.
Have you ever unlatched any other door besides that one?
Well, yeah, that time I crawled through a doggy door to break into my ex's house to confirm he was cheating on me, which he was, because one, I don't wear contacts, so I didn't need contact solution, and neither did he, and also, I did not use herbal essence. Anyway, I crawled through the doggy door. My hips couldn't fit through, so I had to, like, unlock it, and then I got in. But he also had the door from the laundry room to the house locked. But we're in the laundry room, so there's hangers and there's a wire hanger. So to straighten out the wire hanger and jimmy it into the lock and push that button and unlock it.
See, God knows the playbook, man. He knows what your life is going to look like. He gave you that skill when you were younger to catch that nasty dude later on in life. I want that skill. I'm putting it on my bucket list.
Okay.
I have a superficial bucket list. I want to put that one on there. It's already on there, but how to properly load a dishwasher. And I also, really have this fantasy of jumping on a freight train, not knowing where it's going. Like a cargo train.
Like
on the top of it?
Like, yeah, you know, it slows down as it's coming in, like through a city. If one of the doors is open, I just want to jump in the freight.
Like and a then, hobo?
Yeah.
Like
well,
a traveling
I don't think they call them hobos anymore.
What do they call them?
Homeless.
No.
Unhoused.
But there is a very small group of people that do that, where they just jump on the cargo freight train, and then it takes them to a different city in a different state. I really have a fantasy of doing that.
I have another one for you. What about hot wiring a car?
Oh.
I've always wanted to learn where they just rip the wires at. I'm sure that doesn't apply to cars anymore these days, but they like bump off that plastic panel and rip it down, strip it with your teeth, and then hot wire it.
You know what? We got to put this on the show prep. We have got to do a week of this where we all bring in one. We find a listener that has the skill that we want to learn, and they teach us how to do it in 1 week.
My favorite thing is all of these superficial bucket list items are all like criminal activities.
Yeah, I'm going to
pick a lock.
Why don't we break safes, too? Yeah.
I kind of want to learn how to do
it. You put your hand to it?
Yeah.
I want to learn how to sell drugs. Shouldn't we do that 1 week?
Yeah, I would love to.
What would be your superficial like bucket list item?
Well, I already did mine on Friday.
That Riley Green. Is not a superficial bucket list
item. Trust me, criminal activity was on my mind. I don't know. Y'all have horrible fantasies, because to me, a fantasy is like running away and changing my name and more.
That's just sad.
Maybe this is a sad fantasy. I want to like move to another country, start somewhere new, delete all my social media, to no one.
Witness protection is what she wants, so she's got to kill a man.
If it makes you feel any better, as a married mom of one, I've had that thought. So please, that's been a fantasy of mine. No, but nothing trivial or superficial, like picking a lock or loading a dishwasher.
I have a fantasy of doing a high-speed chase. That would be amazing.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, yeah.
And then you get out, you run, and then you get caught. I don't want to get tased or anything, but it never turns out well.
Never.
Sounds dangerous.
Maybe blackmailing my enemies.
Okay.
We bring a listener on that teaches you how to blackmail people. I think this got legs. Yeah. All
right, nice got something. 911 is on line 4.
Put it on the schedule.
You're on The Burt Show.